NCGOP Executive Director Dallas Woodhouse joins us now. Dallas, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you.
So first,
I want to point out one thing that was that is interesting to me in my role that appeared in Steve's clip there.
Go ahead.
And it was a question from Mark Elias to John Harris about absentee ballot collection, in fact, being fraud. The fact is, the State Board of Elections has not treated the improper collection of sealed ballots as fraud.
Although it is illegal.
It is illegal, but we have counted those ballots in the past because the voter intent is protected, and we don't punish the voter for the illegal collection. And fraud has always been defined as the destruction, manufacture, or altering votes. By the way, something that has not been testified to in any way in one single vote in the 9th Congressional District.
So Dallas, we have also heard testimony this week that someone working for McRae Dallas completed ballots for some voters, although she says not for the congressional race, and there was early tallying of early ballots. So does the fact that
occurred, in addition to
the harvesting of ballots, does that taint this election in any way to you?
No. The tabulation of the ballots early does not. First of all, that's a board issue. Number two, the board investigators do not believe those results were leaked out or used in any way. And by the way, they could find that, right? I mean, as a political person, I can assure you that if somebody had the results, they would have had to do something with them. They would have had to order more robocalls. They would have had to send out more door knockers. I mean, they would have had to change their already planned activity in between Saturday night and Tuesday, and there's no indication about that. Let me just go back
I just want to point out
one thing, is that Mark Elias, who defended Roy Cooper on a Bladen County complaint that we filed in 2016, had an opposite position. It was their position that miscollected ballots that were sealed should in fact be counted, and the quote that they used was that the board has a dual responsibility to make sure that every eligible vote is counted and that the ineligible ones are not. And that is a position that we are attempting to hold them to today.
But if we know,
they stated and that they won on.
If we know that this much occurred, I mean, as far as, possible tampering of ballots, as far as collection of ballots, why should the elections board and voters have faith that the results are indeed legitimate?
Well, I mean, we base these things on evidence. And there's a couple of things that have come out from the board. There is no, the state's witnesses will finish with Mark Harris today. There will be no testimony or nothing put in evidence whatsoever to indicate destroyed ballots. Remember that you can eliminate every single mail-in vote that Mark Harris got in Bladen County and Robeson County, although there's been no evidence of anything in Robeson either. So you could eliminate every mail-in ballot that Mr. Harris got in Bladen County, and he still wins.
So I think
the important thing is the law applies to Mr. Harris and Republicans too.
So
the law is
looking
always
at
prescribed and always used.
Looking at Mark Harris's son's testimony. Now, have you spoken to Mark Harris about that testimony?
I have. I mean, yesterday was a personally grueling and very difficult day for Mr. Harris, and I ache for him. I think having his son drug in, you know, about emails in some case are a couple of years old. And here's the thing. In my role as executive director, I tell candidates all the time, hire good professionals to help you on your campaign. Keep your family as your support. But if you are a candidate, and by the way, as executive director of the party, there is no short of people that give you advice on campaign, on tactics, and it all runs together.
So after hearing John Harris's testimony, do you think Mark Harris was indeed telling the truth with public pronouncements, that he had no reason to believe there was anything illegal about what he was doing, what Dowless was doing?
Absolutely, 100%. I would remind you that it goes into everybody's thinking that when complaints were filed, including by my office in 2016 about Bladen County activities, the board certified those races and dismissed the complaint. Now, they may have referred things later to prosecutors, and they may have had a secret investigation, but we didn't know that.
So if the board...
Dowless, and I just want to remind you one thing. McCray Dowless is a publicly elected official, and they certified his race.
So if the board certifies this election, do you think Mark Harris would have credibility to serve?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I think Mark will have the credibility to help improve this process. We've had conversations about some things he could sponsor on the federal level. You know, limiting the number, and I'm not saying he's going to do this, I think he's going to look into it, limiting the number of people, times somebody can be a witness.
Do you think people should be charged with crimes from what you've heard this week so far?
I think potentially, yes. I think we have, what you heard in the testimony, and to all fairness to Mr. Dowless, we haven't heard from him. But, you know, it sounds like there was a criminal intent to break the law, and that should be prosecuted. Now, remember, we have to be careful on prosecuting people for simply technical violations of the law in handling ballots, because if you did everybody, you would be prosecuting all kinds of people who didn't intend to break the law. So I think you have to have criminal intent, and it sounds like some might have been. Certainly, I can assure you.
Dallas Woodhouse, thank you.
If a witness was tampered with, there sure as hell should be a prosecutor.
Dallas Woodhouse, thank you for your time. That's NCGOP Executive Director Dallas Woodhouse.